Want to testify about what the Lord has done. Praise God. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Just want to open up this service and just want to praise God. Just to honor Him. And you know, it's not just one time a year that I want y'all to hear this. It's not just one time a year that we want to think about it. But I'll say it again this morning. He is risen. Jesus Christ alive and well.
Yes,
sitting hallelujah. At the right hand of the throne of God. Interceding for you and I, and we're just going to give Him all the honor and all the
hallelujah,
glory.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Had a chance to listen to some stuff early this morning, and some of the songs that was coming up, and I was just thinking about how much the Lord's done for you and I.
Amen.
Praise God. We're so blessed. And good to have y'all with us this morning. those that are here in the sanctuary, those that are watching on the feed, whether it be live now or at a later date, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We love each and every one of you. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And we're just going to ask, if anybody on the line has a prayer request, just put it in the comments. We'll be glad to pray with you. Because it's not about us. It's all about Him. Amen. We just lift it up Amen. To the Lord. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by raising your hand. Jesus, I'm going to ask you to go along with that song. Have you got a testimony of praise? Just raise that under hand Lord, and just give the Lord a hand wave of praise. Lord, we just praise you this morning. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you. Lord, again, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, for allowing us the opportunity to gather in your house. Lord, we want to thank you for this day. It is so beautiful today, dear Lord, and we just love you. Lord, we thank you for the breath you've given us, dear Lord. We praise you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather together. And, dear Lord, for the freedom you've given each and every one of us, dear Lord, to call on your name. Dear Lord, now as we come together and we open this service, Lord, may we just turn everything off that's distracting us, dear Lord. May we release it to you. Lord, may we just come to you now humbly. And, dear Lord, receive your message this morning. Dear Lord, we ask you if you'll receive our praise and our worship, dear Lord, for every instrument played, every song sung, every hand that's raised, dear Lord, will be to honor you, not us, to you, my Lord. Because, dear Lord, we're nothing without you. And, dear Lord, for those that are suffering right now, those prayer requests that have gone forth, those hands that are raised, Lord, we know that you're greater than cancer. Dear Lord, we're greater than death. Lord, we ask you to touch those family members that have lost a loved one, those that are struggling right now. Dear Lord, those that are getting those diagnoses, dear Lord, that there seems to be no answer. But you are the answer, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family, Lord. Strengthen them as they go about your work. Every ministry, dear Lord, that comes out of this church, dear Lord, may we just use it to edify you and you alone. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. While you're standing, turn to page 6. I want to know more about my Lord. And with this song, you're all invited to Sunday school. If you're not in a Sunday school class, we'd love to have you. Come join us.
I'll love you still.
Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Any of y'all depending on that promise? He says when he left, I'm coming back. Praise God. Praise God. We just love y'all this morning. Love the Lord. Just want to lift him up and honor him. We're going to get ready. Take up our morning offering. I don't have any announcements right this second. Choir practice? All right. Choir practice this after evening at 5 p.m. If you'd like to join the choir, it's a perfect day. Did I hear my name?
Next Saturday, Amazing Grace will be going to the Olive Tree here in Villarica for lunch. So we'll meet about 12 o'clock there. If you can go, please let me know so I can tell them about how many's coming.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Amen. Any other announcements?
Praise.
Tuesday night, Ida Bell Circle will be at 6:30 Tuesday night. The ladies meet Ida Bell Circle will be over in the Curtis Center. All you ladies are invited. If you have any questions, see Sister Linda this morning. She's here with us. Just praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering?
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord. May bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to
hear
the house, Lord, to hear your spirit.
I
just want to bless each and every one that may never come out to praise you this morning, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, they may sit in body or in spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in spirit. Father, Lord, I feel that there's anyone here. But we know, Lord, you grab the love in our ground and let know that you're still here. Lord, we love you. Thank you.
Too tall to climb. No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of the Red Sea wrestling down? Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, flames won't let you go. But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness?
Just go on and raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Get a witness. Anybody want to testify?
If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible,
can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
I just wanted to say this morning, as I was singing that song, I thought about the many times that I've cried out for a miracle for my own life, but now I'm crying out for a miracle for my husband's life. And I rebuke what the enemy is trying to bring to our family, and I speak healing over my husband's body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We are going to be victorious, and we are going to have a witness of God's amazing testimony at the end of how He healed Chris's body. And I believe that we have a church body that is believing and praying with us. And I want y'all to continue to just lift us up, because there is going to be a testimony at the end. Amen.
How great is our God? Amen. That's not a question mark. Amen. That's an exclamation point. How great is our God? Greatly to be praised, the Bible says. So great that He spoke this heaven and earth into existence. So great that He took the dust of the earth and He molded it and He formed it and He fashioned man. Amen. Then He breathed the breath of life into each and every one of us. So great, amen, that He's given us an eternal home in glory. How many is looking forward to that home, amen, that the Lord Himself has prepared? My, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen. If you love Jesus with all of your heart, let Him know it with a hand clap of praise this morning. Well, glory. Praise God. So good to know Jesus, amen, to know Him intimately, and to have His Spirit abiding and within each and every one of us. So good again to see each and every one of you. If you have your Bibles this morning, I just want to go right into the Word of the Lord. I mean, how many loves the Word of the Lord this morning? Amen. How many's got victory? Anybody got victory this morning? Come on, put your hands together if you got victory. There's ever a day and an hour when we need victory. It's the day and hour that we're living in right now. Amen. Satan tries to steal it, but he can't touch it. Amen. Amen. Because greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. In the book of Romans this morning, let us go to the 13th chapter. Thank you for standing. Romans chapter 13, two verses. Verse number 11 and verse number 12 for our reading this morning. Again, Romans chapter number 13, verses 11 and 12. The epistle writes, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us, therefore, cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for Your blessings and for Your anointing and for Your healing power. And Father, I pray again, Lord, that You would just touch us again today. God, I pray, Lord, that Your Spirit, God, would overwhelm this sanctuary this morning. God, Lord, let the Shekinah power, God, rain down upon us as that ladder rain, God. Father, we need Your touch. We need Your guidance. We need Your healing, Lord, this morning. Father, I'm praying, God, that You would anoint these of clay, God. Nothing more than an oracle and a vessel. Speak to our hearts this morning, God, through Your Word and through Your power. God, I pray that if anyone here under the sound of my voice is not ready to meet You when that last time comes and that trumpet sounds, Father, I pray that this would be the day that salvation would come into their lives. Again, we ask for Your leadership and Your guidance and Your holy anointing. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. How many would know and agree with me that we are in fact living in perilous times? And also, how many would agree with me that it should not surprise us? Many people that we talk to seemingly don't realize what's going on in the world today. It is very perplexing if you don't know the Lord. But we were warned of this in the Bible. We were told time and time again, amen, that these things would in fact come to pass. But nevertheless, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. This morning, from those two passages of Scripture penned years and years ago by the Apostle Paul as he was writing to the church there in Rome, and it was an urgent call to repentance. And I want to echo the urgent call this morning for repentance. If I had a message title this morning, it would be, "Now is the time." Say that with me this morning. Now is the time. The word "now" denotes urgency. The word "now" puts off something that we intend to do, and it takes precedence in something that we need to address now. I believe an urgent call needs to go out today to those who have not made preparation for where their soul is going to spend eternity. I believe with all of my heart that God is getting ready, man, to show His power.
and to show His delivering power. I believe that with all of my heart. But I want us to know that everybody who was not looking for the Lord are not going to be so glad to see His coming or His appearing. Only those who have made provision, only those who have been washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Aren't you glad that the blood never loses its power? Aren't you glad that the same blood that trickled down the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is sufficient enough to deliver us from every sin that we have committed if we would repent and ask the blood of Jesus Christ through His Spirit to come into our mortal bodies? I want to give you this morning, if you would allow me, a little more in-depth interpretation as it is described by the Apostle Paul. First of all, the hour is critical. The hour is critical. He said it's 9, high time, but it's critical. The hour that you and I are living in now is a critical time. We are at a critical time in our nation's history. We are at a critical time in the world. If anybody is a Bible reader, you can know, amen, and understand what the devil is trying to do in this world today. And again, I want to reiterate, it should not take us by surprise. We should not be alarmed at what we are seeing today if, in fact, we have read the Bible and applied the Bible to our lives and been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are more than ready. We are more than equipped to face anything that the church is going to face, not because of us, but all because of Him. Man. How many are thankful for the power that the Lord has instilled into your life? If you are, give Him praise this morning. I want to remind you, the hour is critical. Wake up out of your sleep and face reality. You're not going to wish these things away. You're not going to turn your eyes and say, if I just don't acknowledge it, maybe it will disappear. We need to face reality. And the reality is, this world is not my home. The reality is, I got a place reserved in heaven. The reality is, Jesus Christ came and bled and died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might be saved and delivered. Somebody needs to know what deliverance comes along with being saved. We're going to be delivered out of this turmoil through the promises of the Word of the Lord. Church, wake up. America, wake up. Moms and dads, wake up. Man, there is an evil in the world today. There has been ever since the Garden of Eden. But how many knows? I believe the evil one realizes that his time is drawing near to an end. And he's all out to attack you, to attack the church, to attack the ministry, to attack your family, to attack you individually. But I got news for him. Amen. God has not left the church. God has not forgotten His people. God is about ready. I believe God is about ready. I believe it's almost time for deliverance. Hallelujah. Deliverance. Our salvation, the writer says, is nearer than we first believed. Salvation, a born-again experience with the Lord. If you've not had that, you need it. If you've not experienced that, then you should. If you've not repented of your sins, then you have to. You may have been the best, moral, upstanding, outstanding person that could ever be on this earth. But until you bring your sinful nature to an altar of repentance and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sinful nature, you have not prepared for eternity. It's not going to be about how many times you attended church. It's not going to be about how many times you read the Bible. It's not going to be about how many times you sang in the choir. But until you are born again, and God is no respecter of person, He's not made it any harder or any easier. It's the same for each and every one of us. It's an individual matter. I can't be saved for you. Mama, you can't be saved for your son and your daughters. Every person is going to have to kneel and come to an altar of repentance and prepare themselves for eternity. Now's the time. Now's the time. The perfect opportunity. For so long, we've been able to get by with one of these days. I will make a change. One of these days, I'll get into the church. Listen, when a person says they get into the church, so many times, they're referring to a building. I want to remind us, we can die and go to hell sitting in church. That's not the church that God's talking about. The church that God is talking about, the church that the Apostle Paul and the other epistles wrote about, is not wood. It is not brick. It is not a great high temple. It is not a pretty chapel. It is a kingdom of God. Amen. Of born again believers, regardless of where you live, there's people all over this world that's a part of the church. Amen. People that we've never even met are brothers and sisters by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what brings us together. There is no division in the body of Christ. The division comes from man and Satan trying to separate us, tries to call ill will between us, tries to persuade us with differences. Let me tell you, I'm so glad that the blood of Jesus makes every born-again believer my brother and my sister, and I'm proud to claim them as brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. But the world doesn't see it that way. Satan doesn't see it that way. But I want to know, I want you to know, our salvation, our final deliverance. Glory to God. I want to take you back in time. Many years ago, I realized that I couldn't go to heaven on Mom's salvation, nor Dad. My granddaddy was a preacher and a pastor, but that wouldn't get me into heaven. I had to be delivered. I was born in church. I was raised in church. I was carried to church. My grandmother used to say when she was holding me as a little baby, she said, "Lord, I believe the Holy Ghost is on him because he won't be still." She said every song that had been playing, I'd go to jumping. Amen. Praise God. I wish I still had some of that energy, but I wasn't saved. Amen. I had to reach an age of maturity, and then when I reached that age of maturity, I realized that I needed to be delivered. Thank God I met a Savior. Oh, glory to God. I met a Savior who said, "It's all right. Bring me your dirty sins. Bring me your dirty garments. Bring me everything that you've committed in your life. I'm going to wash you. I'm going to make you new. I'm going to have a new creation. My Lord." I don't know why everybody don't want to be born again, to take off the old man and put on the new man that Jesus Christ Himself has provided for us. I was delivered that night. Amen. And I sought for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God filled me with that Spirit. And I thank God for the power that that Spirit of the Holy Ghost brings me. But the Apostle Paul alludes to a final deliverance. Can I take a little time? The final deliverance will be like none you've ever experienced. That same body of flesh that God molded and fashioned and made you who you are, Can I just pause to say, quit trying to make yourself different. God made you exactly like He wanted to. He made you beautiful, me ugly. That's what He wanted. So I'm not going to try to be pretty. Amen. Because the prettiness in me is inside me. Amen. The Spirit of God. Amen. But He has made a way for us. But that same body that God formed and fashioned it, if you're a Bible reader and if you're a Bible believer, you got to know and understand how that creation came to being. Amen. There was nothing. The Bible said it was void. There wasn't anything. God made something out of nothing. He didn't have bulldozers to work with. He didn't have any type of material. He just spoke it into existence. And somebody here today needs to know that God made something beautiful out of nothing. And that applies to me. I was a nothing. I was a nobody. But God made something beautiful through the infilling of His Spirit. But that same God who formed and fashioned man and made us, tells us that that part of us is going to go to the dust of the earth. So if we're making more preparation for the flesh than we are for the soul, we got it backwards. We're working on the wrong body. Man, I may not be pretty now, but I'm going to be beautiful in heaven. Because this old flesh is going to melt away. Glory to God. Do you understand that there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more crippledness, no more diseases, no more cancer, no more problems, no more things? God has made it beautiful for us. That Spirit is going to receive a glorified body. Man, thank God for that. In that final deliverance. Amen. Body, you better get it all done now, because you ain't going where my soul's going. Glory to God. Because everything I ever have need of is going to be provided for me in heaven. Our salvation, or our final deliverance, is nearer than when we first believed. I remember many, many years ago when I told you, when the Lord came into my life and He transformed my life, and thank God for that. But after that, for about 6 months to a year, I lived every day like the Lord was coming back that day. It's nearer now than when we believed. It's nearer now than when the Spirit of the Holy Ghost descended upon the day of Pentecost. It's nearer now. It's nearer now than when you came to an old-fashioned altar and you gave your heart to Jesus Christ and you asked Him to come in and take up His abode, and you in fact became a believer, not because of your works, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to remind you, church, it's nearer than the end. It's nearer than 1948 when the nation of Israel, or the people of Israel, became a nation. No man knows the day nor the hour, but Israel is the timepiece. As we watch and see what's transpiring in Israel, we know that that was God's chosen people. And a lot of Bible prophecy points to the nation of Israel. Let me remind you, leaders of America, do not ever turn your back on the nation of Israel. Amen. They may not all be believers, but they are God's chosen people, and God's going to open up a door of opportunity for them again. If you read the Bible, many, many Jews are going to receive the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. At the end time, can I tell you, it's nearer than it was in 1948. It's nearer than it was in the year 2001. It's nearer than it was yesterday. It's nearer than when we believed. The Lord is coming. We are going to receive a final deliverance. The night is far gone. So many people say we're living in the midnight hour. I believe it's past the midnight hour. Even past the midnight hour, there's still darkness. There's a time in the morning when the sun begins to rise, and that light begins to shed over or spread over the land, and that darkness disappears. I believe we're living in those final days. But anyway, are you prophesying? No, I'm not prophesying. I'm reading the prophets. They've already prophesied. Amen. No, I don't know the day nor the hour. But I know that that time is soon coming to an end as we know it. The day is almost here. It's right in that time of the transforming of darkness into light. I told you about our heavenly reward. Oh, a place where there's no sickness. A place where we're going to be with our Lord and Savior forever. A place where we'll be united, amen, with our loved ones who are already gone to their precious reward. But my Bible tells me there'll be no night there. It's going to be a solid light. Amen. The S-O-N is going to give light. I said the S-O-N is going to give light to all of the darkness. Darkness will pass away. There'll be no gloominess. There'll be no bad attitudes in heaven. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Everything's going to be perfect. Then it says, let us. Church for so long has preached. Let them. They need to repent. They need to change. The Apostle Paul says, let us. Listen, now is the high time. If there is anything in your life that doesn't need to be, now's the time to get rid of it. Now is the day of salvation. There is the day of forgiveness. Our Lord and Savior is standing with His arms outstretched, beckoning and pleading and urging us to come before Him. Now is the time. Let us cast off, drop, fling away. The interpretation says, the works and deeds of darkness. Can I tell you that there is an evil in the world today, of evilness of darkness, not of the illumination of the light that we're referring to, but there's just a spiritual thickness of darkness and evil that is present in the world today. As I was praying this week, and I was asking God, Lord, why is it that we're facing this? Why is it that things around us, seemingly that things that we depended on and counted on, are falling at our very feet around us? And I almost begin to think that there is a presence that is so happy that all of this is happening. And that adversary, I believe, has the false assumption that he has gained power and control over the church, over the world, and over the minds of people. But I want to tell the church, I want to tell you born again saints of God, this is going to be just a fleeting moment. When the devil thinks he's got everything under his power, there's going to come a power that the earth has never experienced before. Greater than any army, greater than any power, greater than anything that we've ever seen. The power of God is going to come for final deliverance. Are you ready? Are you ready for the final deliverance? If not, now is the time. Now, I believe is more specific than this year. Now is more pinpoint than this month or even this week. Now means now. Man, my mother, when she used the word now, she meant that there should be no hesitation. When she would go to the back of the house and she would open the door and she would call for us to come in. The first couple of times it was just, you kids come on in, get ready. Get your homework, get your shower, get ready. and we'd still be playing. But about the third time, when that shrill voice came out of that, when that little open screen door, and she stood on that top step, she said, "You better get in here now." We left what we was doing, and we scurried up the steps, and we entered the house now. For years, preachers have been preaching the same message. For years, the Bible has not changed. The world has, but the Bible hasn't. The Word would never change. People are still getting born today, again today, same day, the same way that they did when the early church got reborn. It don't need modernization. It don't need upgrading. It don't need adding to. And we sure better not take away from it. Still, repentance, then filling of His Spirit, casting away the old man, putting on the new spirit that God has provided for us. But now I think that pastors and preachers and evangelists need to add the word now. Now is the time. Young person, I know that life has a lot to offer you, but now is the time to get ready. Those of you with good intentions, I know you mean well. I know you want to go to heaven, but now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for repentance. There's an urgent call. Urgent call. Let us cast off, fling away, throw away the deeds of darkness. Let us put on the full armor of light. Man, we need to be fully clothed in the armor of light and the Spirit of God. There's a lot of provisions being made today. There's a lot of things being done in preparation for people don't even know what's about to take place in this world. But they want to be prepared. There's food closets being stockpiled with food. There's ammunition being bought by the boxes. Nothing wrong with ammunition and guns. I'm a Second Amendment proponent. Amen. Bible says, you know, the sword and the spear. Glory to God. If you got one of them, good. You may need it. But in all of my preparation, take up the sword of the Spirit. The Word that's sharper than two-edged swords. Be ready. With all of your preparation, don't forget to prepare your soul. Don't forget to ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior in your life. Don't forget to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sinful nature. Now is the time. Because the provisions may run out. The ammunition may run out. May get to where you can't buy a gun. But I'm telling you, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is still flowing freely. Hallelujah. It's still ours for the taking if we'll repent and ask Jesus Christ to come into our life. The blood is sufficient and His grace is sufficient. But now is the time. The time for waiting may be slipping away. Time of waiting is over. It's coming very close to an end. We have heard that the Lord is coming probably all of our life. As far back as we can remember, the preacher standing in the pulpit preaching the Word of God that Jesus is coming soon only lets me know that we're that much closer to the coming of the Lord. You said, "Brother Eddie, you don't know when that's going." No, I don't. And I'm not trying to tell you that I do. But you see, I also read that the very breath that I breathe is on loan.
Yes,
amen. Maybe you won't be here for the catching away of the saints. But there's no guarantee that you'll be here tomorrow either. Because when this breath is gone and that heart quits beating, that's how we face judgment. God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. But I would hate to stand at the judgment seat of God and tell Him, I intended to get better. I was going to go the next revival that they were having. Lord, I was going to get it right. I really meant to. Today, now is the time. Now, not this week, not tonight. Now, right now, this moment. And He's waiting. And to hear us repent and ask Him to come into our life. Good intentions need to be put into motion. Amen. They do. Good intentions. Somebody said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, what does that mean? A lot of people intended to get right. They intended to ask Jesus Christ to come into their life. But they had just a few more wild oats they wanted to sow or wanted to enjoy the pleasures of this world for a little longer. Man, let me tell you something. Once you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and you're ready, you can enjoy the pleasure of this world. Amen. You don't even have to have worldly pleasures. Just the pleasure of knowing that you've been born again and that you're on your way to a better place. These good intentions need to be put into motion. Now is the time. Souls need to be prepared to face eternity. Not bodies, souls. Because the soul of man is going to live forever and ever and ever and ever. There is no ending to eternity. The Bible tells us, points out, there's only two destinations. A glorious place prepared by Jesus Christ Himself, or a place where you'll go, amen, and it was not provided for you. Amen. It's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He doesn't want you to be lost. So many people think God just can't wait to open up the bottom of hell and just cast you in. No, He's trying to keep you out of there. He's trying to give you an opportunity to be born again, to be a part of the kingdom of God. Now is the time, church. Yesterday is gone. There's not a thing in the world you can do about yesterday except get forgiveness for it. Tomorrow may never come for you. May never come. So many times we're alarmed when we hear of people passing that are younger than us. People that were perfectly healthy, we thought, are passing away. There's no guarantee. They said the average person lives a certain age. There's no guarantee that we'll meet that. I want to live here as long as I can. I enjoy life. I love life. I love coming to church. I love worshiping you with you. But you know what? I have no guarantee that I'll make the night service. I have no guarantee because the Lord could call me home. That's the reason that I understood that now is the time to get ready. Now is the time. That's been over and over and over in my heart and in my mind. Because I believe the greatest indicator that the time is drawing near. You know, everybody's looking for signs and signs and signs. The sign is that Satan is getting more emboldened. He thinks he's got this thing under his power. And when that happens, glory to God. God's going to put him in his place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a day. What a wonderful day. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Ministers, evangelists, pastors, teachers, Bible readers, moms and dads, declare the time is getting short. Amen. Brother Eddie, you're just trying to scare me. No, no, no. Scared religion is absolutely no good. Why is it no good? Because when things settle down, you forget about it. You need to be born again, whether you live one day, 1 hour, or 1,000 hours, or 100 years. You need to be ready now. Church, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Gather your loved ones. Gather your children. Gather your husband, your wife, those that may be lost. Now is the time. Gather them together. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber. The bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach. Listen to this, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? That should alarm us so very much. Because there is a movement awry today that says, where is your God? Man, tell you, He's given you the very breath to say that. Amen. What a loving God. What a loving God. And that same God that you declare that is non-existent is giving you an opportunity to be saved and to be filled with His Spirit. But He won't strive with man always. The time is coming. They say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for His land and pity His people. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, and the Lord hath said, and the remnant, that's me, that's you, that's a part of the church, as God delivers them, did the remnant whom the Lord shall call. If God is calling you, you need to answer. And now is the time. Today is the day to make things right. I know that this type of message is not popular today. Really wasn't popular in my days when I was growing up, but it was necessary. It was necessary. Sometimes messages like this get us out of our comfort zone. Make us realize that, hey, this is a serious matter. We prepare seemingly for everything else and then die and go to hell because we didn't prepare our soul. And right now is the time to do it. Man, my granddaddy was, he lived a life of being early. He thought that there was a necessity, he was a pastor, to be in church an hour before service time. And I never could understand that. But for as long as I remember, he would be sitting there, him and my grandmother, in church, waiting an hour before service. He would go to work early. Lord, I never could understand that. Man, I'm one of them that waits, you know, if I got to go to work, they know you can get in there 5 till. They don't pay me for that extra 5 minutes. I mean, let's just get serious. I'll get there when it's time. But something about those things that were instilled into his life let him realize that not only do I need to be early, I need to be early in getting my salvation. I don't need to put it off to the last minute. Why would you want to put it off to the last minute? Why would you want to jeopardize your soul and say, oh, I'll get better later on, or when I get a little older, or whatever the case may be? You don't have that promise of getting any older. I am trying to warn you. I am trying to urge you. It is a matter of the utmost urgency. Now is the time. Now is the time, church. Please. If you're a backslidden Christian, now is the time to get things right. Amen. We know the blood of Jesus Christ is going to take us to heaven, but also we know that we're supposed to live a life holy and righteous unto the Lord until His appearing or until He calls us home. Please, if there's anything, even things that maybe have been swept under the rug, things that you haven't brought up in the past in years and years and years, and if you need to get them right, now is the time. And certainly, if you've not made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, now is the time. Would you stand? Please, would you bow your heads? Sister Jennifer, would you come to the piano, please? I know we sing this song a lot. I don't want us just to sing it as a jingle. I want us to take it serious. Where will you be a million years from now? You won't be on this earth. You'll be a place that is provided by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or you'll be in a place of eternal damnation. Will you be happy? Will you be singing while the ages roll?
Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Would you bow your heads? Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? Think about it. Are you ready? Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask you this question. Where will you be? I'm going to sing it one more and then we're going to close. Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy in heaven? Will you be singing with the angels while the ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? God bless you, church. My hope and my desire is to see each and every one of you in heaven rejoicing, amen, over the kingdom of the Lord that He has prepared for us. Praise.
Thank you.
message this morning. Love each and every one of you. So glad y'all were able to be here this morning and worship with us, but most of all is to hear the Word of God as it's gone forth. Praise God. Just love each and every one of you, as I said. Those on watching online right now, if you feel the calling, wherever you're at, just turn it over to Jesus and just let Him in it. If you've accepted the Lord this morning, just put it in the comments. We'll be praying with you, praying for you. And for those here, all hearts and minds clear, let's don't depart if there's anything calling right now. Oh, sweet Jesus, we just love each and every one of you. Yes, ma'am. There are so many struggling right now. Those that want to pray for those that have, this case, that have lost their loved ones, those families to be encouraged and strengthened. But only the Lord can do that, can give us that peace and hope. For that great reunion in the sky, I love the things way that I was brought up. And I thank the Lord. But all hearts and minds clear, don't forget about the Ida Bell meeting Tuesday night at 6:30. And all the other announcements, choir practice this afternoon. But most of all, the business of the Lord's at hand. Today and now is the hour. This is the day. And we're going to be continuing to pray for those that have asked for prayer, those that are going through situations right now, because God knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your word, dear Lord, for the message that's gone forth this morning, dear Lord, for stirring up in us a desire to grow closer to thee. Lord, that desire, dear Lord, to release all that underlying stuff, that garbage that gets into our lives, dear Lord, we release it to you right now. And, Lord, if there's anyone in the sound of this message this morning, the Lord that's hearing this, whether it be on the screen live or later date or here at present, dear Lord, continue to call us, dear Lord, continue to use us. And, dear Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you'll just bless and keep us safe as we prepare to depart. Lord, bring us back at appointed time. But, dear Lord, we love and praise you. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Don't forget about all the announcements. Praise God. Thank you.